I don't mean to be rude, but I'm taken. In fact, I am extremely taken.
How so?
Well, tonight is actually my hen night. I'm getting married tomorrow, so I'm afraid that I have to decline your offer. You hadn't offered yet. You're right. You had not offered to buy me a drink. I'm sorry. I presumed. And you know what they say. However, can I make it up to you? Oh, by letting you buy me a drink. I should say no. See, when you say stuff like that, it makes me think that I definitely should say no. Oh, you only have the purest of intentions. See, I'm not so certain because there's a look in your eyes that isn't innocent. Oh, a drink to toast my wedding. Isn't it bad luck to turn that down? I guess I have no choice but to say yes. Champagne. Fitting. So, what are you doing here? Oh, you want to be mysterious, do you? Does this work for you? The whole being mysterious and gorgeous. Not that I said that you're gorgeous. Though technically I did just say that, but I think the champagne's going to my head. Ordinarily, I'm not so lovely, really. Oh, you are very good at this. Very charming, very, very charming indeed. Yes, I am still very taken. Oh no, I'm here on my own. Well, I guess you could say it's a very untraditional hen night. It's not your ordinary wedding. We're eloping. Romantic, right? Ridiculously so. We were planning this giant wedding. The nightmare kind of wedding. An unnatural feat of organization and coordination. The kind of wedding that makes you begin to question if you actually want to get married. And then, well, I jokingly suggested running away. I know. It was a joke. I think it was a joke. A joke born out of desperation. Why am I telling you this? What is in the champagne? Raspberries. So, this is it. My last night of being single. And I'm all on my own in this club. No, see, that would be bad luck. You can't see the bride the night before the wedding. It's very bad luck.
What a question. I don't think you should be asking me that. Am I sure that I want to get married?
That. See, that was that sparkle in your eyes. I knew it wasn't innocent. Am I certain though I want to get married? The last few months, I was overwhelmed. Suddenly it wasn't about getting married, it was about the wedding. I never wanted a wedding. I just wanted you. I just want to be your wife. And this is really bad luck. Really bad luck. You should not be here. I was just thinking. Oh, you could tell that's why you came over. I'll be doing the right thing. No, not getting married. That. I want to marry you so badly. I want to be yours. I want you to be mine. That I'm certain of. I just mean doing it like this. My family, your family. They're gonna be pissed. You're right. The only important thing is us. We're getting married.
We're
getting married. And no one knows. No one knows. You know, I was joking. When I suggested it, I was joking. I think. This is actually happening. We're actually getting married. I'm scared. No, I'm just... Am I meant to be this happy? Am I allowed to be this happy? Because I'm so happy. I am literally walking on air. And I'm just waiting for the back slap. I just mean, I get to be this happy. I get to marry the one I love. I get to be yours. What did I do? Because I haven't been that good. I've been really bad. Oh, you know, do you? There's that sparkle again. I love that sparkle. Oh. How am I this lucky?
Really?
Of course I'm lucky. I have you. You're all I ever wanted. Even when I didn't know that I wanted it. We're getting married. We're getting married. And I can't stop saying that. It's like when I first realized I was in love with you and I couldn't stop saying it. I love you, bad boy. We're getting married.
pinch me. Don't pinch me. No, don't tickle me either. Just kiss me. Kiss me. What do you mean now?
That's bad luck.
That's bad luck? That is not bad luck. Seeing me now is bad luck. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Are you really not going to kiss me? Wow. You know that question you asked me earlier, if I was sure that I wanted to get married? Well, now that I think about it... Oh, now you want to kiss me. Well... You know I can't resist you. You know I love your kisses. I love you, and I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you, and we're going to be so happy. Until we get home and they find out what we've done, and then we're going to be running and hiding. Oh, it won't be that bad. You have met your mother, right? And mine. It's gonna be a nightmare. But we'll be married. We're going to be married. We should go to bed. See. Maybe you should sleep on the sofa because it's bad luck. You're not going anywhere. You are staying right here. I want you close. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm scared you might disappear. So I'm just gonna hold on to you and never let you go. Oh, you're alright with that, are you? Good. What would I have done if you had said no? I don't know. Might have involved a pillow fight, though. And tickling. And puppy dog eyes. And copious amounts of pouting. Oh, I am not playing fair because this is everything to me. You're everything to me. I love you. You are such a dork, by the way. Coming up to me like you were some stranger. I didn't play along. Oh, I've got it so bad for you. Wow. Good. I'm glad that you're crazy about me too. So. Let's go back to the hotel room and get some sleep. Tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow's a big day. And I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not tired or exhausted or stressed. I'm just happy and giddy. Yay! Darling, we're getting married. Oh, you know. Good. I'm never gonna let you go. Never, ever going to let you go. Bring the bottle. Well, you paid for it, so we should finish. You didn't pay for it? Did you steal champagne and raspberries? You are such a dog. Come here. I love you. I'm never letting you go. Because I'm going to use you as a human shield when everyone finds out. Yes.
Till death do us part. I love you, darling. And I'm never going to let you go.
Oh, come on.
We really do need to get some sleep.